From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with his Iranian counterpart to work out details on a nuclear agreement. Negotiations are at a crucial point Sunday as officials report progress on two key areas in dispute: the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Officials in Vienna confirmed Saturday that a tentative agreement has been reached on the sanctions relief issue, but a senior U.S. administration official warned that ministers must still approve the deal. Experts are racing to resolve as many issues as possible before ministers from the six negotiating global powers return to Vienna Sunday to finalize a comprehensive deal by the self-imposed July 7th deadline. Meanwhile, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, told reporters Saturday his organization stands ready to implement any agreement that's reached. Amano said that he saw progress when he visited Iran on Thursday, but that more work needs to be done. His comments were seen as a positive development. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi made an unannounced visit to the Sinai Peninsula Saturday to pay tribute to what he calls military heroes who are standing up to Islamic extremist violence. Mr. al-Sisi told the troops that to say that everything is under control is not enough. The situation is totally stable. The Islamic State affiliate in Egypt, calling itself the Sinai Province, is claiming responsibility for most of the recent attacks on soldiers, police, and civilians in the Sinai. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters began a major offensive Saturday under the cover of intense airstrikes to retake a rebel-held mountain resort. Opposition fighters retaliated by shelling the Syrian capital, Damascus. Meanwhile, the Islamic State released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be teenagers in an ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. Tunisian President Baji Kaid El-Sebsi declared a 30-day state of emergency Saturday after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach last week. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the June 26th attack. 30 of the victims were British tourists. Others were from Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Portugal, and Russia. One day before a Greek referendum on whether the country should accept terms of a European bailout, the Greek finance minister accused Athens' creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece has a name: terrorism. He said that Brussels and the Troika want a yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. In Athens, meanwhile, Yale University political scientist Stathis Kalivas says a no-vote victory Sunday could have drastic economic consequences.
If the no wins, then the Greek government is probably going to go to Brussels to negotiate, is going to probably face a refusal from its partners because of its tactics, which have destroyed any sense of trust.
Meanwhile, public opinion on the referendum in Greece remains almost equally divided. Across the United States Saturday, Americans are celebrating the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain. Law enforcement officials are boosting security following warnings about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to wish all Americans a happy 4th of July.
We remember as well that this is the day when, 239 years ago, our founding patriots declared our independence, proclaiming that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into Washington for a concert and massive fireworks display on the National Mall Saturday night. New York has 7,000 officers on duty to provide security. Chicago has its police force working 12-hour shifts to cover the Grateful Dead concert, ball games, and the 4th of July. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.